Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Yeah, it's time for loose reads. Morena, Jenna.
Morena.
Hey, Jenna.
How are you?
Great. Great.
Yeah, good.
Happy September.
Happy September. How did this happen?
I know. We're in the full spring at the moment, hey, where it feels really lovely and the buds are going, but then it's going to get really crazy and windy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Then the buds are going to get thrashed about.
Yeah, I know.
Very good. Oh, we've got an interesting book to talk about today.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting title, which I can't tell you why it's called that, but it will make sense when you read it. It's called Vera or Faith. It's by Gary Steingart. He is a Russian-American author who, this is his sixth novel. Probably one of his most popular ones was called Super Sad True Love Story, which came out about 2010s-ish.
That's a great title for a book.
I know.
Super Sad True Love Story.
And yeah, I know for a lot of people it's so of a time, that book, which this is too. But I got a really great factoid about Gary Steingart this morning when I was listening to an interview with him. So he moved from Russia to the USA in the late 70s when he was 8 years old. And he was part of this grain swap because Russia was really low on grains. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Carter's USA provided a lot of grains to Russia for 50,000 Russian immigrants. And that's how he ended up in America.
Wow.
Which this is a story about immigrants. Gary Steingart wrote this book in 2 months. It's very responsive to the current administration and perhaps possibilities, very believable possibilities, recognizable possibilities of USA today. But it's all seen through the eyes of a 10-year-old girl. Her name's Vera. She's quite anxious. There's a lot going on in her inner world as well as going around the outer world, which perhaps could be recognizable in young kids today. Her dad is Russian. He runs this magazine and he's trying to sell it to a Russian oligarch, so maybe his ethics are getting quite blurry on this deal. He's very disconnected, but she really he's kind of sits around in his undies and scrolls on his phone, but she really admires him. She has her mother called Ann Mom, who's not her biological mother, and her brother, who's the child of her Ann Mom and her dad. So she feels quite disconnected from the family. Her birth mother, that she calls Mom, is Korean. So, it's that she looks different from her family. She doesn't connect to that side of herself at all. So she just has too much on her plate. And she calls it, she's known as Facts Girl at school, and she has this monkey brain. So this sets up Vera. I kind of picture her like Miranda July as a child, perhaps, like just really curious about the world, really curious about language, and mimics a lot of language of adults around her without perhaps knowing what it means. So, yes, this 10 years from now, there are lots of things going on politically. One of the main things is this thing called the 5-3 vote, where the government is lobbying to have extra votes, an extra vote for what they call exceptional Americans. So you would have 5/3 of a regular vote for exceptional Americans who landed on the shores of our continent before or during the Revolutionary War, but were exceptional enough not to arrive in chains. It's pretty dark. And that connects to a thing that happened in the slave era where people only got 3/5 of a vote. So there's protests around. There's also, if you're driving around America and you go through a red state, they call a cycle through state, women have to get tested whether they're pregnant or not to make sure that they're not going somewhere for an abortion. And there's a bunch of AI in this, and some of it's good and some of it's bad, but self-driving cars, like the kids can just jump in the car with and it drive somewhere. And she has this companion, which kind of reminds me of Clara and the Sun, but it's a chessboard called Caspi, who she asks a lot of questions to in kind of a ChatGPT way. So It's all very recognisable and it feels dystopian, but to me this doesn't really feel like a dystopian novel because it's kind of like kind of cute and quirky as well. It's quite, and you'll see by the cover, it's not that dystopian look.
Yeah, no.
So Vera has to give this, you know, she's like really stressed at school. She's got a B, and her and a young girl who she really wants to be her friend have to give a debate being pro 5-3. So that it's coming back to language of flipping your language around or getting in a different mindset, even if the 5-3 vote doesn't support them because they are not white or, you know, and not exceptional Americans. I'm doing lots of air quotes. I need to do air quotes in these. So it's just, it's quite a sad book, but it's funny. Like, Gary Steingart is really known for his quirky humor, but it is maybe a indication of what could come. There's like Russian politics interference, what a good person may do for some power. Each chapter title is listed under she had to do something, so there's this pressure on this little kid. And Gary Steingart looks at, he's like, I just hear kids talking about Trump these days, and why are little kids have politics on their mind? That's not the world that I grew up in. There's a lot of references to Nabokov and Henry James is What Maisie Knew, Kramer versus Kramer, the film. It's like when you have divorcing parents or parents who are not in a good space and a lot of outdoor stress, how does that affect a child? Why would you want to read a book like this? I think it's very insightful. I really loved the language side of it and how a young person sees the world. I think reading a book through the eyes of a child is quite enlightening and maybe gets you to think back, kind of takes you out of your head and try to take what a child can give you and take the good side of that. I'm finding like dystopian books at the shop at the moment aren't like flying off the shelves, but I think this one.
I wonder why. Yeah, we all just need to feel a little bit hopeful about the future, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. But I think that is in this, and I think it really builds up to this quite crazy ending, which also feels believable and probably a lived experience. Well, definitely a lived experience of people at the moment in the States. But I think. You know, when you have people like Vera, maybe it'll be okay, because you need to have hope in the world and you need to have deep thinkers and people who want the world to be a better place. Yeah, but I think Gary Steingart, he's funny. He's sad funny.
Yeah.
Like Super Sad True Love Story.
Yeah.
And being, you know, just those simple things like wanting to have a friend and people that understand you and people that see you are really strong things that shine throughout this book as well.
Yeah, sounds like a really interesting narrator, Vera.
She's a cutie. She's a real cutie.
And that's a cool thing to, like, take a sort of dystopian future but then tell it through the eyes of someone who's never known anything else, so it's just, like, the norm.
Absolutely, because she would be being born right now.
Yeah.
What world is...
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a really interesting concept, like someone, the perspective of someone that's being born literally right now.
Yeah.
And
what, you know, sort of the blurry lines between like being left wing or right wing, or how those shift when your own life is at stake, and that's what you see through the eyes of her dad, or your wealth, or it's all set in New York, very New York novel, and I think it's a big comment on the American dream, what makes someone American.
Do you think it would be like a harder read if you're a parent, like seeing a child that's really up against it?
Maybe that would help you
navigate.
Try and see through the eyes of your child and maybe be sympathetic to what they see.
Interesting.
So I would recommend it. And it's easy read. It is an easy read, and it's just very gentle. Like, parts of it are gentle. Yeah, the language is gentle. I love the language. It's such when you think of misinterpretation and translation and tone, that's so, and maybe like how an AI object sucks in what it's hearing but doesn't understand the nuance of language and how it's said, and that could perhaps be a warning as well.
Oh man, I could talk about AI bias and all of that forever. It's so fascinating to me. I mean, terrifying, but fascinating.
Yeah, it's that balance, right? Yeah. So yes, Gary Steingart, Vera or Faith is on the shelf now at Time Out.
Very good. Yes. Thank you so much, Jenna. Loved hearing about this book. Everyone head down to Time Out this week and get your mitts on a copy.
See you guys soon. Oh, and don't forget it's Father's Day on Sunday.
Oh, yes.
Get some books for your dad.
Plenty of good books for dads.
There are, dad heavy.
Dad heavy on the books. Very good. Thanks, Jenna, and thanks, Time Out.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.